Amy Gardner says her husband did not know what was wrong when he was feeling so poorly. It was an unknown congenital heart defect. Last fall, he got a new heart.
Now he is back to playing basketball and hiking mountains and welcoming grandbabies.
Ron Staniford is an active 70-year-old whose doctor said his kidneys were failing. His four boys all got tested, but it was his daughter who was the match.
She said, "We want you around for your grandchildren." And the boys all thought they were going to be macho. They did tell me, though, since I play golf, they said, "Now that you have a girl's kidney, you can tee from the women's tees." And I said, "Okay, I'll go."
Rex Letham wanted to help his nephew. He was not a match, but he decided to donate a kidney to a stranger instead.
I had two. Why not? Somebody needs one. And my hope is that my story can help motivate other people, other healthy people that have two, that maybe can donate to a friend or a relative. I never really thought about donation until it came to wanting to help a relative.
They believe word of mouth will help people who are fearful or uninformed about organ donation.
Well, I try to go on Facebook now and Instagram and just update people and also give little sayings about transplantation. So hopefully someone who isn't a donor will be.
172 transplants happened in 2017, including 52 livers, a new record, 98 kidneys, 8 kidney pancreases, and 14 hearts. They believe word of mouth will help people who are fearful or uninformed about organ donation. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.